Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're back to a more routine forecast. Storms thin out in number. They become widely separated with highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An emergency missing child alert was issued Tuesday for a child who was last seen a little over a month ago. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 9-year-old Ezra Redden was last seen on June 19th near Hickory Street in Montgomery. There will be a funeral procession for Butler County Deputy Eric Jackson today in Greenville. The sheriff's office announced he passed away suddenly this past weekend. The procession will begin at Dunklin and Daniels Funeral Home in Greenville. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 22,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of cases to over 80,000. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. We also know more than 32,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, middle of the week. You know, what do they call it, hump day? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brian C. Brian C., let me go to you, buddy.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing really good, and you?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to kind of want to make a comment about a test of the censorship of conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
I post quite a bit on Facebook. The other day, I had my cousin, he had posted a picture of two guys standing on the beach with no shirts, one facing you, one facing away, and he had a tattoo on his back that said MAGA, and it was filled in with the American flag. And she made the caption of, why? And I simply posted a post back that, for the same reason as this, stupidity. And I know everybody has seen this picture of the little short, dumpy guy with a bald head wearing the old 1990s state trooper mirror sunglasses with Antifa tattooed across his stomach. And Facebook immediately censored it and put me in Facebook jail for 24 hours, said it was because of nudity, sexually implicit, and hate speech.
That's interesting. Has that photo been up anywhere else in Facebook?
Oh, yeah. That's where I originally saw it. The first time I saw it was about 3 months ago. And I just downloaded it from Google and posted it back to her, you know, because she was saying, why would somebody do, you know, have that tattoo on them? I said, the same reason as this guy did, because of stupidity. Anybody, you know, gets a political message tattooed on them, ain't right, because this guy also had a swastika on his chest with the circle and the slash through it.
The guy that was the Antifa guy.
Yeah, the Antifa guy.
Okay. Interesting.
It just amazed me that as soon as I posted it, as soon as I hit post, it flashed up.
So it was almost like automatic?
Yeah, it was automatic.
I bet what happened there is...
Did they cue the picture?
It was a algorithm, and it was a dumb algorithm. This is the problem with them using these algorithms. It probably saw, like, the swastika and didn't understand the line through it. And a lot of that's happening where they have algorithms monitoring these things and it just sees something and doesn't have the full context of the photo.
I don't know. They hit me quite a bit with misinformation, saying that your post is fake news or something of that note. Hmm. I post quite a bit of stuff. Probably 75% of it is, political and conservative, and the other 50% is, jokes and funny memes. So,
I noticed on my Facebook where I was posting the news articles we were going to play that day that they don't let me post. I can post one an hour. I can't. I used to be able to post eight in one section. Now that didn't work.
Yeah, they are definitely censoring people with conservative views. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
Yeah, and what they did is they had to do that to my account because, as an experiment, I got somebody who has another account who doesn't do the kind of stuff I do, and I asked them to post eight consecutive videos, and she did, no problem at all.
Yeah, exactly. They do it constantly. And somebody needs to come out with a new platform.
They do. There's something called Parler that has done that. Is for conservatives.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I will have to check that out.
P-A-R-L-O-R, I think it is. Isn't that right?
P-A-L-O-R?
P-A-R-L-O-R.
L-E-R.
L-E-R. Parler. It's good. I mean, and if you go on there, you'll see Nunes is on there, Jim Jordan's on there, Doug Collins is on there. A lot of conservatives are on there.
Love Jim Jordan. He really stands up for us.
He really does.
And we need more. We need more Jim Jordan. We need a Trey Gowdy back.
There you go. Yeah, Trey Gowdy last night was interesting. Brian C., thank you for the telephone call. I appreciate it. I'm sorry that happened to you. But get out of Facebook jail.
Can I get in the drawing?
What drawings you want to get in?
The Mortgage Corporation of South and Sweet Creek.
Give me a month and day of birth.
4/7.
4/7. Brian C., you're in, my friend.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Let's go to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Wednesday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. I'm not sure about the gentleman part.
Well, today you are.
We're going to try.
Can we just change the subject here just for a moment?
Sure.
ABC's been playing this news bit all day long about that 9-year-old child in Montgomery. I don't know if you've heard it.
I have not.
A missing child report was filed yesterday. You know, that child's been missing for over a month, and they've just now filed a missing child report.
Did not know that.
Yeah, doesn't that sound a little bit odd?
That does.
I just wanted to...
Where did you pick up that second part of that information?
It's on the news. It's on y'all's news. Wouldn't they play the news set?
WAKA? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hang on. I'm talking about the part that the child's been missing for a month. Was that
on that news set?
Was
yes,
it?
Sir.
Okay. Yeah, we don't hear the news because we go downstairs and get water and go to the bathroom and mow the lawn and do the transmission.
It just struck me that something's wrong with that little bit of news there. They said the last time the child was seen was over a month ago on Hickory Street, but a report was just filed yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, that is suspicious.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe you'll hear something about it. You can fill us in on it.
I'm looking it up right now, as a matter of fact. Thanks. Have a great day, Keith.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Clips?
Trey Gowdy?
Trey Gowdy sounds like he's going to be the one. Trey Gowdy last night talking about the Chair Bear. Listen to this. He smacks Chair Bear around.
Very nutty Jerry Nadler caught again, spreading more conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, actually claiming the Attorney General Bill Barr and President Trump were fueling more violence as a campaign strategy. Crazy alert. Take a look.
You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time, Mr. Barr. It's all out in the open, where the people can see what you are doing for themselves. The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives.
Obvious.
Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Shame on you, you liar, conspiracy theorist, Jerry Nadler. Here with the reaction, Fox News contributor, former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy. Well, the talking points were all the same, Trey. I'd call you a congressman, but it's an insult at this point after today's shift show. But I'm watching this today. They all regurgitate the same line. You are doing this. There is no violence. That's a lie. Do all these over what, 1,500 police officers injured, many more, some blinded, now I think we're up to 16 dead. Are my eyes deceiving me, Trey Gowdy?
Well, Sean, if politics is about contrast, we have contrast for November. Do you want the anarchy that you see in Portland and Seattle, or do you want a country where everyone is safe and secure? What you also saw today is what a serious grown-up attorney general can do for this country, and it makes me wish and wonder where we would be if he had been the AG from day one, if Bill Barr had been the president's first AG. And as for Jerry, crazy Uncle Jerry, now you know, Sean, why the Democrats kept him hidden in the attic during impeachment. They didn't want him anywhere near impeachment, and for anybody who wondered why the chairman of judiciary had no role in impeachment, today you figured it out.
I love Terry Gowdy. Smacking Jer Bear around. Now you know why. Okay, so Trey Gowdy is going to be the Dems try to make Trump responsible for everything.
You know something? He actually said the idea that this is violence in these cities is a myth, claiming, and then you have all these liberal Democratic mayors that have destroyed their cities, both in terms of safety and security. Their educational systems are the worst in the world, and they're out there spreading conspiracy theories that 100 federal agents, in most cases, protecting federal property and federal courthouses, that somehow they're responsible for the violence, for example, that has been going on in Portland and Seattle forever. 6 straight weeks, almost 2 months now in Portland. That is not Donald Trump's fault. They reject his help, but he does have an obligation to protect federal property, and they are doing that job, and they are being injured and blinded as a result.
Yeah, it's his number one obligation. The number one obligation of government is public safety. What I wish Nadler would do is go find all the homicide victims and their family members in New York. Go find the parents of that one-year-old that got killed and tell them that the violence is manufactured. Go find all the homicide victims, in, Jerry, in your own backyard and tell them that the violence is manufactured.
Trey is so good. So good. Okay, now, he's going to do something interesting on Durham. And the fact that the Inspector General, Nadler never asked for the Inspector General to testify. He's worried about corrupt police and mistakes made within law enforcement. Well, yeah, the highest law enforcement agency in the land, Inspector General, said there were misdoings there. Listen to this, though.
With all we now know in terms of what is out in the public about, let's see, Hillary Clinton's Espionage Act, that I believe 18 U.S.C. 793, the fact she deleted subpoenaed emails, bleach pit hammers, premeditated fraud on a FISA court, abuse of power, corruption, by the seventh floor of the FBI, all the names we've often discussed. Do you have, Trey Gowdy, any doubt that they abused their power, that they had premeditated fraud on a FISA court, and that they sought to impact an election and take down a duly elected president? Because I have no doubt, and I'm trying to understand why Durham has taken so long at this point.
Well, I have no doubt. I would say two things. Number one, you mentioned Horowitz twice. I hope your viewers are wondering why the chairman of judiciary has never called Michael Horowitz as a witness. You know, Horowitz found misconduct in law enforcement, too. It's called the FBI. Why has the chairman of judiciary not called Michael Horowitz for the past year and a half? Point number two, I hope John Durham issues his report, and I hope it's fair and fact-centric. But, Sean, we don't need John Durham to know what's on the ballot in November. I don't need John Durham to convince me that the FBI didn't meet any of our expectations.
When did they get held to the same standards as all the other people with process crimes? How do you lie to a court when you were told that the evidence is unverifiable? It says at the top of a FISA warrant, verified. How do you get away with that?
I hope you do not. I hope John Durham will prove that Lady Justice is blindfolded. Let's be patient. Justice is slow.
Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show. We got Senator John Kennedy. You know, he's pretty funny in this one. We're going to be right back.
I pulled in the Nigel. I was feeling about a half past dead. I just needed some place where I could lay my head. Just grinned and shook my hand. No is all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And put the load right on me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yep.
We saw them play this. This farmer said, "Come on." Yes. 272-9228. That's where we are. You wanna get your shots in? Well, you better call. Okay, hate to break up the good music, because I love that song. Reminds me of my college days. Let's go to Senator John Kennedy talking about Barr. It's, we have three?
Yeah.
We have number three on Troy County?
Yeah, we did that already.
Okay, that's what I thought. Senator Kennedy on Barr hearing with Shannon Bream. Listen to this.
The Attorney General had to answer a lot of questions on the Hill today about federal agents, their role in these cities, and what's going on. I want to play a little bit of an exchange between him and Congressman Hank Johnson. This went to the Roger Stone sentencing and the accusations that Bill Barr is doing the bidding of President Trump and not serving the American people.
You think the American people don't understand that you were carrying out Trump's?
I was not. I had not discussed my sentencing recommendation with anyone at the White House or anyone,
President, exactly,
or anyone outside
the
department.
What
the
President wanted you to do, and that's what you did.
No,
Attorney General.
Let me ask you: do you think it's fair? Do you think it is fair for a 67-year-old man to be sent to prison for 7 to 9 years?
It was in accordance with the sentencing.
No, it was not.
All right, so Senator, that's a lot of what we saw today is that when the Attorney General did want to give and flesh out his answers, the members generally said reclaiming my time and didn't seem like they wanted to hear from him at this hearing today. What'd you make of it?
I watched bits and pieces of the hearing, Shannon, but I finally turned it off because it was triggering my gag reflex. It wasn't a hearing. It was an attempted persecution. I think the American people saw that. The point that some of my Democratic colleagues seem to be trying to make was that the Attorney General was out of control. But what they really mean is that he's out of their control. Bill Barr is guided by the rule of law, and he doesn't do anyone's bidding. He calls it like he sees it. I thought he was his, for the most part, his usual unflappable self. And he's tough. You got to be tough to be in that job. He's tough as a pine knot, and I respect that about him as well.
I tell you, I love Senator Kennedy.
Me too.
My gag reflex. And the way he says it, he just is. And you can tell he writes them down, and then he uses them. He goes, I'll do this. Or somebody's going to ask me, and I'll say, hit my gag reflex. That's great. Okay, so now Kennedy is going to be talking about Barr won't stop. And the Nazis in Michigan, listen to this.
He had to answer a lot of questions about a number of things and face a lot of accusations that he wasn't allowed to answer. There were some disturbing allegations that were made today. Congresswoman Jaya Powell tweeted this. She said, Bill Barr is aggressive towards Black Lives Matter protests, but not armed right-wing extremists threatening to lynch a governor. Why? Because white men with swastikas storming a Capitol are part of Trump's agenda, while people of color protesting injustice are seen as terrorists. It appears she's making a comment regarding protesters at Michigan State Capitol. There were swastikas, but as Rich Lowry points this out, he says a few protesters, in particular a widely photographed woman with a Heil Whitmer sign, used swastikas to depict the governor as a fascist, obviously a ridiculously over-the-top charge, not to identify themselves as Nazis. It is an important distinction, but what do you make about Congresswoman Jayapal's accusation that the AG wants to protect white racists and not people raising the concerns of Black Lives Matter?
Well, I would say that she's very well-versed in the stuff that she makes up. That's just not true. I've said this many times, but I'm going to keep repeating it. The American people are not morons. A lot of people in Washington, D.C. treat them like that, but they can see what's going on television. These are anarchists who hate America. They think America was wicked in its founding, and it's even more wicked today, and they want to tear it down. And unfortunately, we have some Democratic mayors, they seem to be mostly Democrats, who are holding the police back. And if we were not sending in federal law enforcement officials, the anarchists would burn down every single building in the city. And I don't understand that. That's not the rule of law. And if that's what the people of Portland want, I guess they're getting what they want. But to me, it's not what the American people support.
I love this guy. So measured, so calm. Went to Oxford, but you couldn't tell that from his language that he uses. So now Kennedy is going to be talking about racism versus law upholding and how the Dems conflated this.
Versus those you are calling anarchists. Are you calling those two different groups? Are you putting them together?
No, I am talking about, I was responding to the first tweet that you read to me. I think that what we see going on in places like Portland and like Seattle and like Atlanta, these are not peaceful protests. They're nihilist goons. And to say that Bill Barr is a racist and is a white supremacist is just not accurate.
Let me ask you this. We have heard later this evening that more than 100 police agencies are no longer going to respond and assist when it comes to the DNC. In part, they're worried about the fact that they can't use pepper spray, tear gas, other crowd control tools that they think they're going to need potentially in that situation. A quick comment from you on that news tonight.
Well, that's what happens when you defund the police. That's what happens when you idolize criminals and you demonize law enforcement officials. And I have no doubt that our local law enforcement officials could safely protect every one of us if the mayors of these cities would allow them. But they're not allowing them, hence the need to send in additional help in the terms of federal law enforcement. That's not racist. That's called obeying and upholding the law.
Let me go to a break. Coming back, something that Trump said that was kind of curious, and a lot more right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
President Trump is fighting back, but he needs honest media. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every weeknight, you can watch Greg Kelly rip the media's hypocrisy. Plus, see Sean Spicer, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Herman Cain, and more. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV. Find it on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Or just check your cable guide. Newsmax TV is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Watch it today.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again, today, showers and storms will be in generous supply. Lots to go around. And locally, a few tropical downpours. Scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight. Upper 80s today, mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, more scattered afternoon and evening storms. We'll be back up around 90. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're back to a more routine forecast. Storms thin out in number. They become widely separated, with highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A boy's born in hot time, Mississippi. Surrounded by...
272-9228, that's where we are. Mortgage Corporation in the South, 567-9000. Don't forget about my good friend John Williams. I did for 10 minutes, didn't I? Moving in the right direction. Give him a call. 567-9000 is going to help you get refinancing on your house. He's doing mine, and I'm just amazed at the amount of money I'm going to save. Interest rates are at a super low period. I thought I had a really low interest rate. Nope. John Williams way beat that. And so I'm really looking forward to doing that and loosening up some cash and cash flow, and so I can put money back into business and investments and things like that. John Williams is making that happen. 567-9000 Mortgage Corporation of the South. Trump was headed out to Marine One, and he's asked about Kamala Harris. It's a very, very short piece. You're going to have to strain a little bit to listen to it, but listen in.
How do you rate Kamala Harris as a VP?
There's a rumor.
I think she'd be a fine choice, Kamala Harris. She'd be a fine choice.
She would be a fine choice.
Right.
Now, that's interesting that he said that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't say, you know, she has some baggage and problems with X, Y, and Z. I think she'd be a fine choice. Now, let me tell you something that goes on in presidential campaigns. As soon as he said female, they started going through a vetting list on the Republican side and started looking.
Wasn't able to find anything.
Shut up, Siri.
Siri, I'm not talking to you. And I bet that they've got these last, particularly six, and that Susan Rice now seems to be moving up the food chain. She's talked about a lot.
Oh, Susan Rice, of all people. I'm like, oh.
But that, well, it would be a prophylactic choice. Yeah. It would be a choice to try to protect himself, protect Biden and have a Obama clone in there. Somebody that can go in and lie her you-know-what off and knows where all the dead bodies are.
Dan's probably wondering why I'm sitting over here chuckling, smiling like an idiot over here. It's because sometimes my brain works this way, Dan, in the audience. Like Trump earlier today said Joe Biden's a Trojan horse. And yeah. You just called Susan Rice a prophylactic.
Trojan, prophylactic together and see what you come up with.
Yeah.
But They start doing research on these people because you want to be ready when he announces that you're ready to do something. And, you know, if it's Kamala Harris, we do this. If it's Susan Rice, we do this. Elizabeth Warren, we do this. Everybody you've got a tactic with. And I think that Kamala Harris would be fine tells me somebody knows something.
Yes.
Somebody knows something.
Well, you remember when Tulsi Gabbard just took her to the woodshed and it ruined her campaign?
Yeah.
In the primary. I mean, I think Trump or Pence, I mean, and you can hit her from those angles the same one that Tulsi did, especially if, I mean, Trump's doing a lot in the last few days. Like, on Twitter today, he's just announcing we're gonna fix your airport in Ohio and your airport in Arizona. Like, he's doing a lot, unfortunately, with the pen and phone, but it's what he's got
well,
left.
Well, he's doing it with money. That's what I don't like.
Yeah,
getting way. He's trying to go to the old Democrat playbook of buy the election.
But I think, yeah, if it is Harris, then she's probably vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm going to say somebody's got something that's there. And maybe, I don't know, maybe she's with her relationship with the former Speaker of California.
There's that. I mean, I'm sure you find a lot of footage of her speaking ill of the presidential candidate she'll share a ticket with. And not just, you know, political. Oh, that was just politics. Like Trump with Lie and Ted. But I bet you there's stuff out there. Kamala Harris is never. She comes across as somebody who was in law enforcement, very undisciplined in terms of messaging and getting a message out.
Well, and the problem is she just makes stuff up.
Yeah,
and that's a problem. When you say you didn't say something, you actually said it, like she did during the campaign. And I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. And you can't do that as a VP. So I'm thinking they've got something. They know something here. And she has a pretty racy past.
Yeah. So Pompeo was hitting Susan Rice last night, and They're hitting. They're kind of winking. Yeah, go with Harris. Go with Harris. Try it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think Susan Rice would. I mean, the only person that could protect Biden on the whole FISA, what did they know on the inside, would be Susan Rice. Because nobody else knows how that whole thing worked and what happened. She does.
Now, the whole, this could all, this is crazy. But it could
go ahead.
A head fake. And the thing that it would make, I think a lot of folks go, is Michelle Obama.
If it's Michelle Obama, I would say that's big.
Yeah, really big.
So let's move into some other territory here. Lee Carter, pollster on Fox a lot, is going to be talking about Michigan swing voters voice concern about President Biden.
A focus group of Michigan swing voters who voted for President Obama in 2012 and then voted for Donald Trump in 2016 are now speaking out about their fears about what happens if Joe Biden is president.
I don't think that Biden is going to be running our country. Whoever his vice president is going to be running the country.
His own ideas, he doesn't have his own ideas.
I think he's kind of a puppet, you know, for lack of a better word.
Is it okay, here was reaction, President and partner of Meslansky and Partners, Lee Carter. What's interesting about these people are they voted for Donald Trump after they voted for Joe Biden's president, Barack Obama. But now they've got real questions after, you know, they supported Obama-Biden. Now they got questions about Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think it's really, really interesting. When you look how the Biden candidacy has played out, no one's really sure what it is that he is going to do for them. He hasn't rolled out any signature policies. We're not exactly sure what he's going to do. And you're right. These are people who voted for Barack Obama, so should be very familiar with Joe Biden and what he's going to do. And yet underneath what they're saying here is they're saying, I'm not sure what he's going to do for me. And this bears itself out in the polls. When you look at polling numbers for Joe Biden, two-thirds of voters who support Joe Biden are actually voting against Donald Trump, not for Joe Biden. That means only 30% support for him as a candidate and for his ideas.
Right.
So a lot of these folks saying his running mate's going to be very important, they're basically saying the same thing. I don't know what he's going to do for me. I'm not sure what a Joe Biden presidency looks like. And with less than 100 days to go, Joe Biden really has to make that case, because anybody, for every candidate that wins, we always know at least one signature policy they're going to stand for. It's usually what drives them over the finish line. That's what happened with Donald Trump, and it's not what's happening with Joe Biden right now.
Now, remember, the people that you heard were Democrats who had voted for Obama-Biden. And the 66% are voting for Biden and against Trump. And then of that, you have 13% that still could change their mind and vote for Trump. So I think that this whole thing is just super duper soft, and they've got some real problems with it. And again, somebody who's voting against someone, that is not someone who normally makes it to the polls. You're going to get of that group, that will be the lowest group that actually turns out. Let me stay with Lee Carter and talking about swing voters and the approval rating. And she's going to compare Trump, and she's going to say something about Biden that I didn't know.
Sure, that was the strategy with Hillary Clinton. She was surging because she's not Donald Trump. Sound familiar? Absolutely. Here's a little more of the focus group that Axios did. Watch this.
The man was in office for 36 years as a senator and 8 years as vice president. Name one thing that he achieved. Can any of you name a single achievement from Joe Biden? No, nothing.
No, I can't think back.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing. He just rolled out another plank of his platform policy yesterday. Apparently nobody saw it or nobody's paying attention.
You know, he's really not breaking through and resonating. He has released a number of videos, a number of proposals from home, and people are not watching. People are not paying attention. It's not resonating. We saw his plan on getting kids back to school. When you talk to voters about it, they just weren't sure exactly what was different about what he was proposing than what was happening out there.
Right.
He's not resonating. Now, this is something that's really interesting, because Joe Biden, when he's not running, often gives speeches that people really feel like, you know, he's a nice guy. I really like him, and he's the kind of person that I'd like to hang out with. Then he starts running, and he doesn't resonate. He doesn't break through. He doesn't have that same strength and confidence that he otherwise does when he's not running. And this is not new. This is something that we've seen before. This is not the first time that Joe Biden's run for president. Let's not forget that. And I think it's really important that we remember that he has had a very, very long time to make his case.
Yeah.
This isn't a new candidacy. This isn't just, you know, we haven't heard from him in the last few months because of the COVID situation. This is somebody who we've seen for our whole life, and we're still not sure what he's going to do for us. And I think it's really important to note as well, you know, everybody's talking about how bad Donald Trump's approval rating is when it's right now at about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Biden's approval rating is not much better. He's at 44%. Yeah. We're not looking at a big shift or a wildly popular candidate in Joe Biden. So he has some work to do between now and Election Day should he.
For those of you who have an ear for it, that was a somebody that dropped a box of pots. I was in the watching, and you can see she kind of like, what was that? Let me go to a break. When we come back, Tim Scott, Andrew McCarthy, we're going to try to fit it all in right after this.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Boy, we had a good time or what? Appreciate all the cell phone calls. You guys are so nice. You know, somebody I am building even more respect for every time I hear him. He's really gotten it together. Not that he was off or bad in the past, but you can tell he's really comfortable in his own skin and really believes in what he's saying, and he owns it. And that's Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. So Tim Scott is going to be talking about the hearing, and he's going to basically say, look, this is all about the 2020 election.
Take a look at this.
They only got 2 minutes, sir.
That they recognized.
Mr. Barr, if I
may. Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
No. I gave instructions as to what
reclaiming
the...
Reclaiming my time. Yeah, I'm answering your question.
Well, you got to let him answer.
Reclaiming my time.
We were not taking down public health orders. We were making narrow...
The gentleman's time is expired.
We were calling attention to the fact...
Will you restore my time because this witness is speaking over my time?
You went over time. Let the witness respond.
Mr. Barr, I just asked for a yes or no, so let me just tell you, I'm starting to lose my temper.
I am aware of protesters in the federal government.
Excuse me, Mr. Barr, this is my time, and I control it.
I'll get to that, Mr. Barr.
I mean, does it have to do with quibbling over...
I will get to that. Reclaiming my time, you answered the question.
Okay.
I have another question for you. On June 19th of 2020...
Actually, I need to answer that question.
Mr. Attorney General, you did answer the question.
No, you said under penalty of perjury. I'm going to answer the damn question.
Republican Senator Tim Scott, he's anything but rude. I think both sides of the aisle would agree on that. Senator, it was uncomfortable to watch, but it was also a learning moment. They're going at Trump through Barr. They don't like Barr, but they hate President Trump. This is all about the election and what's at stake, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. But here's what we should first notice. We have the right AG at the right time. Attorney General Barr was undeniably powerful. They were afraid of his questions. Frankly, the Democrats were filibustering the answers to their own questions. That is obvious. It is amazing to watch all around the country. People got to see chaos in Congress run by the Democrats. Do you want chaos around America run by the Democrats? Of course you don't. So yesterday's hearing was only a snippet of what's to come if they gain control. And that's why our voters around the country won't let that happen.
Good job, Senator Scott. Senator Scott talks about yesterday hurt Dems and helped Republicans, and I agree.
Yeah, Republicans have said they sounded like angry bullies. They were rude. They were inflammatory, wouldn't let him answer a question. It was all for show and not for substance. What are your Republican friends saying about it that were there in the room?
It was embarrassing. Talking to the folks who were watching the hearing, Republicans who paid close attention to it, Barr's answers were actually very clear, very concise, and direct. He was not going to be bullied, and that was a powerful statement as well. The challenge, of course, is the Democrats, they didn't want to hear an answer to a question. And the other thing I want to ask you all, what happened to police reform? Yeah. If the Democrats were so serious about police reform,
I know.
You have the top cop in America in a hearing for 5 hours, and they did everything except for talk about the issues that are impacting minority communities. Instead of having that conversation, they decided to do what they always do, play politics with America's future, to play politics with America's minority communities. They had no idea at all that they would present to the Attorney General about reforming anything. It was chaos. It felt like what we have to it's a foreshadowing of things to come, and it is quite troubling and, frankly, helpful to our cause.
Okay, so I want to get to Andrew McCarthy, but I want to do the last part of Tim Scott talking about a relief bill. Listen in.
Another rescue package for the pandemic. And it sounds like, the Democrats and the Republicans are far apart, but there are also a lot of Republicans who are not on board because they don't think we've got the money to spend, even though this is a time of national consequence and a lot of people are really hurting. There are so many people, Senator, in the restaurant industry who, they haven't had a paycheck for months from their employers.
Months.
So you have got an incentive in the HEALS Act. Can you explain how that would work? Because we got a lot of viewers who are very interested.
Absolutely. Here's the key. We have to have an incentive-based economy. Said differently, we have to find ways to encourage the type of investment in America's economy that produces results. What we're doing is looking at increasing the deduction for businesses when they eat out. That means that instead of having a 50% deduction, you can have a 100% deduction. What does that translate to? It translates to more jobs and more hours in the restaurant industry. One out of every four jobs in April that was lost were lost in the restaurant industry. That translates to about 5.5 million Americans lost their paychecks because of the shuttering of restaurants.
Senator, would that be temporary or would it be forever? Because there are a lot of businesses that would go, hey, sounds good to us.
Yes, it is temporary. It's through the end of 2020. What we want to do is have temporary and targeted relief because of the pandemic. We don't want to have a permanent policy position that bleeds into 2021 and beyond, because frankly, I believe that we are very close to a vaccine and we're going to have the most amazing 2021 if we maintain control of the White House and the Senate. We will see a robust economic recovery. Therefore, what we're doing today should end at the end of the pandemic.
Real quickly before I go to Andrew McCarthy, is what he's talking about is the entertainment deduction. So you take a client out to dinner and it's $100, you can only mark off $50 of that, 50% of it. If you go in and you buy a group of people drinks and it's $250, you can only mark off 50% of that. If you're 100%, really would make a big difference. It would certainly get me much more back into the game.
We have time for one of these.
Okay. And we're going to do Andrew McCarthy, and let's do number two, the unmasking and a Durham report.
So what is your takeaway that you think people should be talking about if they care about substance?
Well, I thought the comments that he made about the Durham investigation were interesting. He again said that he is not going with any kind of extravagant or esoteric theory in order to try to concoct something that can rope people in on a questionable case. He wants a meat and potatoes crime, if there is one, that you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Otherwise, he said, it's not about politics. People won't be charged. At the same time, he would not commit to not turning over a report before the election. So I continue to think we'll probably get some kind of a narrative report. And he made some very interesting comments about unmasking. It looks like not only is there a separate unmasking investigation, and just for our listeners, unmasking is about revealing the names of American identities who come up in intelligence reporting because they've been incidentally intercepted. There's a separate investigation of Obama administration unmasking of Americans, including, but I think not limited necessarily to Trump officials. I think that the indications are that that investigation is more extensive than we may have thought.
That's kind of interesting, and a lot of people say, well, that's 2016. Well, the guy that was vice president when it was 2016 is Joe Biden. He's running for president in 2020, and we got to find out what he knew and what the president knew. And hopefully we'll get those answers, because that'll play into what voters want to do.
That's right, and, you know, it's 2016, but it's also the incumbent administration using the awesome intelligence and law enforcement apparatus of government against its political opposition. That's a pretty big deal, no matter that it was 4 years ago.
Let me tell you, this is the first time I've heard that said out loud by anybody. Let me tell you what the rumor is.
Okay.
The rumor is that Obama administration was unmasking a whole bunch of people, including Republican and Democrat House and Senate members. For political purposes of getting legislation done. Now, that's the first time I've heard that out loud from anybody else. But that will be interesting. He said, and he said it pretty certainly, that there's a whole unmasking group that's there. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Wouldn't it be interesting unmasking some people doing business with foreign countries that are American citizens? Maybe somebody with Amazon? Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budeau the Great, he's next. Adios.